This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Donna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm wondering if you could help me help my sister, who I just found out is being physically abused by her boyfriend.
How old is your sister?
56.
And how old are you?
53.
How did you find out?
She confided in a friend of hers, and the friend told my younger sister.
Who then told you?
Right.
Okay. Tell me about, I need to know two things. What's your relationship like with your sister?
We're very close. I think she didn't tell me or my other sister because she knows that we don't really like her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Even before we knew what he was doing.
Well, you answered my question of, okay, you're close, how come she didn't tell you? But I think that you're probably right, and she's probably a little embarrassed.
Right.
How long have they been together?
Off and on for about 5 years. They broke up for about a year because they broke up, and then she found out he was seeing someone else at the same time as they were living together.
Wow, this guy sounds like a real piece of work, doesn't he?
Yeah, which is why our family isn't very fond of him, of course. But
yeah. All right.
I don't know what to tell her.
All right, let's just play out the scenario, because you're not going to be thrilled with what you can do and what you can't do here. Tell me, pretend I'm your sister. Tell me what you want to say to me.
I would want to tell her that she needs to get counseling so she can get some self-esteem and get out of the relationship.
You don't know. You don't understand him. I really love him, and we're working it out.
Dr. Joy, can I just tell you, too, that her ex-husband, was... mentally abusive to her.
Yeah. Now, it doesn't surprise me, and it probably doesn't surprise you either. What was her relationship like with your dad?
He was not a warm, fuzzy person to any of us kids.
All right, honey, look, the point is that if you approach her the way that you're talking about approaching her, she's first of all, she's not going to pay any attention. She may, depending on her personality, probably as much as anything else, is going to say, I can't believe, you know, this is none of your business, or you don't really understand, or I love him, or I don't want to be alone, I can't believe, or she's going to go after the person that she told and say, I can't believe you told everybody else. All right, so that's not going to work. So let's try an approach that might work, all right? Because what you don't want to do is alienate her so she feels that if she gets to the end of her rope with this dude, that she can't come to you because it's too embarrassing. And we already know that that's kind of part of the scenario because she didn't come to you, right? And I'm not saying that that's your problem. I'm just saying if what you want is, does she have a job?
Yes.
Does she have a good job? I mean, could she support herself?
She can support herself. She gave away all her furniture the last time she moved back in with him, so she doesn't have anything at the moment, but she could support herself. And she told her friend when she was talking about it that she got him angry.
Yeah, no. She'll make it her fault. Yeah, it was her fault that she was, yep. She was just, yeah, it was her fault that she,
and now,
you know,
she won't take her friend's call.
Yep.
Because her friend told her to leave the relationship.
Okay, so we know, all right, we know a couple things. We know she chose her friend over you, which is not to make you feel bad. It's to say that the person that she felt closest to at the moment, she now will no longer do anything with because her friend said you have to leave. Okay, so we know that if the person she felt closest to told her that, and she won't do any more business with her, that the person she feels second closest to, which we assume more or less is you, it's not going to work any better. All right, so that we have to take that off the table, because what you want to do, she's the one in trouble. You don't want to do something that'll make you feel better and make her feel worse, right? Because that's not fair. It's not moral. She's the one who's in trouble. All right, so we have to figure out something that might work, that will not alienate her from you, because the more she's cut off from the people who love her and support her, the more reliant she is on him.
Right.
So it's not only that you're not making it better, you're going to make it worse. All right, so we know that going to her and saying you have to leave him, you've never liked him, you don't understand, it's my fault. All right, so none of that's going to work. So what if he took your sister out and said, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I just want you to know two things. I want you to know that no man ever feels good about hitting a woman. And so if you really love this guy, you may want to figure out something so he doesn't feel lousy about himself all the time. Because she's not going to buy the self-esteem. She's just not, on her part. But she might do it on his.
Okay?
So number one, you know, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm not going to tell you how to run your life. You're a grown-up woman. Know that I love you, so I want you to know two things. That no man ever feels good hitting a woman. So if you can't do this for yourself, you may want to do it for him. Because it's not going to get any better, and you love him, and you don't want him to feel terrible. And every time he yells at you, every time he hits you, every time he threatens you, he feels crappy about himself. That might, and then you have to sort of pause, and then you can say, and at some point, if you decide that you want some help, regardless of what it is, you can come to me without a lecture, without I told you so, without any recrimination, without any discussion of him whatsoever. And then you're going to have to walk away. Because she's going to have to make this decision on her own. And all the things that she's doing now are very characteristic of whether you call it the Stockholm Syndrome or the abused wife syndrome or low self. You can call it anything you want. It doesn't make any difference what labels we put on it. But they're very characteristic. They say, he's the only one who can love me. And, of course, the worse she feels about herself, the more she's going to feel connected to him. Because every abuser since, well, I'm not sure Adam was an abuser, so let's not make it that. Not since Adam and Eve, but since the caves, okay, has said, I love you more than anybody. I'm only doing this because I love you. No one will ever love you as much as I do. And so, and then they feel terrible the next day. I can't believe I did this. Please forgive me. I'll never do it again. I love you so much. You know, I live for you. No one else has ever understood me. So it's all the claptrap, okay? And she's getting caught up in it. And the worse she feels about herself, the more likely she is to stay with him. So you can't make her feel awful. What you have to do by saying to her, I love you, you know, no lecture, have you thought about how this feels to him? It's a whole different approach, because nobody really cares about him. He's the bad guy in this one, but she does. So if you can get her to think she might be helping him by not letting herself be a punching bag, that might work. I'm not, certainly no guarantees here, but it's got a much better shot than anything else. And the second is, when you're ready, no questions, no recriminations, no discussion about him. And so the next time, if she calls you, and it sounds like she may not, but you need to spread the word with your other sister, of if she calls, you can't badmouth him. Because the more you badmouth him, the more she'll defend him, the more she defends him, the more she'll believe the defense, the more she believes the defense, the tighter she gets tied to him.
Right. We don't say anything about him because we don't have anything nice to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we don't,
but you hear
we
what
don't
I'm saying. Right? It's a completely different approach than what she's going to expect. It has some possibility, and it may not work immediately, and it probably, to be quite honest, will not work immediately, but it may work eventually. And you're playing for the long term, not the short term here.
Right.
Because by saying no man ever feels good about hitting a woman, you've gotten her out of her role of victim, and she made this, you know, it deals with her need to nurture, to feel like he really loves her, that, you know, that taking care of him may be that he gets a therapist, giving him a chance to get out. But don't go into all of that. Just, you know, no man ever feels good about hitting a woman. When you're ready, I'll help you in any way I can.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good. Thank you, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome. Give it a try. Denise, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro 1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
About what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Debbie, hang on for me. I'll get to you in just a minute. Denise, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How am I going to help you, Cookie?
Quick question. I know everybody says it. Hilarious, but...
That's all right. No worries.
I listen to, a lot of talk radio, and particularly, of course, my favorite is you and talk radio that's helping people. Some of them are biblical. Some of them are, you know, straight psychologists. But what kind of worries me, and I just wanted your thoughts and opinions, is, you know, it seems like with you, you always have, like, a resolution or some type of solution or something to try. Not that it's going to always work. But some other talk shows and other people, you know, there's, like, nothing, and they don't say anything, particularly with some people believe that when you blend your families with children under 18, that pretty much, or a second marriage, that there's no hope as far as that being successful if you have a problem. So my question for you is specifically, and I know it hurts a lot of people because, you know, some people just call these, and they might not have money to talk to a counselor or someone professionally or go somewhere. And so they're calling to get resources and help when somebody might tell them that there is no hope, you know, to resolve this family situation or to help your child or, you know, so kind of what are your thoughts and opinions about, you know, not necessarily other, I don't know how you want to address it.
Well, I think the idea of saying that something is hopeless is an arrogant statement. First of all, who are any of us to say, okay, you're doomed, sorry, get off my line? I mean, what does that mean? The fact, if I don't have a solution for you, that doesn't mean there's not a solution. That just means I don't have it. And the only way that I could be certain that somebody was doomed is if I knew everything in the world. If I had all the answers and I knew all the problems, and therefore, given the fact that I know everything, if I can't figure it out, then no one can. So I think it's a position of arrogance, which I would completely ignore. And I've told my listeners from that literally the first day I was ever on the air, which it wasn't my own program, I was being interviewed, I said, look, if what I say is useful to you, makes some sense, you want to think about it, then steal it, use it. If it doesn't, if it makes no sense, then either ask for clarification or dump it. It doesn't make any difference who I am. It doesn't make any difference how smart I am or how many letters I've got after my name or before my name. If it makes sense to you, then it's useful. You're the one who determines that, not me. So if it makes sense to you, great. If it doesn't, then you know, then ignore it. I mean, it's perfectly okay. So I think one of my colleagues, Heavy Italics, I actually heard him talk with. He said to a 16-year-old who was pregnant that you had to give the baby up. You have no ability to raise that child. And I just wanted to slap him. Now, listen, I agree that children raising children is not the world's best situation. But who is he or me or anybody else to say you can't do it? And part of it is my own stubbornness, as you can hear. Somebody telling me I can't do something is just catnip for me. Okay, you say I can't do it. Watch. So I think the idea of somebody saying you're doomed is just an incredibly arrogant, inaccurate statement, because there's always an answer. You may not like the answer. It may not be a perfect answer, but there's always options.
Okay.
All righty? That's it?
That's kind of all.
And you can tell them I said so.
Right.
I'm willing to go to the mat with them because, you know, I'll come up with something. Even if they think they can't, I'll come up with something.
Well, some people, see, I'm pretty much kidding. You know, some people can't make sense of that and can't make that determination saying, okay, I'm not going to use that. I'm going to, you know, go and find someone else to talk to or try to figure this out myself. And then some people don't. So, I mean, it's just like,
you know, I know.
I know. Yeah.
Look, part of what I count on is that people are smart enough to sort of take things, including me, with a grain of salt. As I said, if it works, great. And the idea, I think we've raised a whole generation of people who are crybabies and busybodies, who like to be victims. Don't be a victim. Don't let anybody make you a victim. There's always an option. And as long as there's an option, you're not a victim. And I would say that to everybody under any circumstance. I don't care what it is. And if you don't believe it, call me, and I'll help you come up with an option. It may be a little weird. It may be outside the box. It may not be terribly useful. It may not be what you had in mind. But I guarantee you there's an option. There's always a choice.
Okay. Great.
All righty?
Well, thank you, man.
Thank you. 855-993-7569. You can hear. I believe that from the bottom of my little flat feet. Debbie. They're not actually flat. Debbie, you're on
Hello.
The air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Thanks for being patient with me.
No problem. My situation is a little complicated, so I'll just tell you what the problem is, and you can ask me any question,
okay,
and I'll answer them for you. My son's wife was arrested a couple weeks ago for purchasing heroin with my grandchildren with her in her presence, and it wasn't the first time that she did it, but it was the first time she got caught. And
but she got an undercover cop?
No, it was two regular cops. I guess they had some kind of sting operation going on, and okay, she had been going in and out of there with my grandchildren with her. They're 3 and 4 years old. And I live 2.5 hours away from them, so I don't have much control over, you know, going over there, checking up on them, seeing what's going on. She's had her court date. My son has paid a lot of money to get her out of this, and it's getting delayed now, which is just the process of getting her out of it.
All right, let me ask you a couple questions. Is your son married to, you said white, so it's
mm-hmm,
they're married.
They're married. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how long have they been married?
2 years. She had a child. Well, no, actually, they've been married 3.5 years. I'm sorry.
Okay.
She had a child.
So one of the children is his and one is not.
Right. The oldest one is not his.
But bless your heart, you view them both as your grandchildren.
Yes.
Good. Okay. Is your son living with her at this moment?
Oh, yeah. He's giving her every benefit of the doubt that she's changing, but I don't believe it.
Yeah, how old is she?
She's 25. She just turned 25.
And how old is her son?
She is 36. Quite a bit older.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What specifically is the question to me, Cookie?
Well, I mean, what power do I have? I mean, what do I tell my son? I think that she should go to jail. I've already told him I don't believe that those children should be in her care until she is completely rehabilitated. But he doesn't see it that way. He thinks they're fine with her.
Well, I think he's living in a dream world. First of all, I mean, there are several separate issues. Can you hang on for me a little bit so we can wander through this together? Okay.
Sure.
All right. I guess one of the things I want you to think about, which we'll talk about when we come back, is when you've been around her when she's parenting the kids, what do you see or not see? All right, let me put you on. I'll come back in a moment. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Debbie, who's really got a problem here, that she has two grandbabies who are 3 and 4. She has a daughter-in-law who's a heroin addict, and the latest is, now she was busted for this, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so is she going to go to jail? Do we know?
She went to jail for 2 days. It's a felony, what she did. But she just had a court date, and it was delayed for 60 days. So the next
All right. Believe it or not, that's not bad news, and I'll tell you why. All right, here's the deal. There are three issues here that I can figure out. There are probably more than that, but let's start with the three. Number one. It's incredibly dangerous to take babies to a drug buy because all sorts of icky things happen at drug buys, and you're dealing with all sorts of icky people. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So that, and we're not even dealing with the message that you're sending to a kid. I mean, because these are very young kids. But, I mean, it's dangerous. All right, so we've got that. So that could probably be viewed as child endangerment, which means the kid's going to be taken away from her. And if your son goes along with it, then he becomes an accomplice, and so he loses the custody of the kids as well. So that's number one. It's dangerous. He needs to understand that if Child Protective gets word of that, they're both very likely to lose the children if he doesn't seem to have stepped in. Mm-hmm. Second issue,
mm-hmm.
what kind of, I mean, presumably she's buying heroin because she's using heroin.
Mm-hmm.
People who are using heroin, whether it's skin popping or snorting or shooting, are not known for paying a whole lot of attention to what's going on. And we're talking about two very young children. So the question of her competence as even a custodial parent at that moment is in question.
Right.
Okay, number three. This is a human being who's got a serious problem that has already gotten her into some legal difficulties, and the end is not in sight. So any way you look at it, whether we're looking at the kid's welfare, the ability for your son and his wife to keep custody of the children, keep control of the children, and for this woman who presumably is suffering, I mean, she's a nincompoop, but she's still suffering.
Right.
All three of these. The wake-up call has to be from your son. All right, the fourth issue is now the legal system is involved. And right. any lawyer will tell you the only way, and that is this the first offense? Is the first time she's been busted?
I think so, yeah. Okay. That I know of.
Mm-hmm. All right, and so she's out on bail at this moment, yes?
Exactly.
Okay, so any lawyer will tell you that the best shot she's got at either a reduced sentence or whatever is to be in a program, in rehab someplace, to be in detox and rehab. So at this moment, I would sit down, I might even make a trip. To wherever son and daughter-in-law and say, look, I called up Brown about this. There are four concerns here. Number one, if the Child Protective finds out that you schlepped the kids, and they're witnesses, so all they have to do is report it to Child Protective.
Well,
it's very likely you'll lose custody of the kids. Son of mine, if you're not doing anything about it, then they're going to view you as incompetent parent as well, so they'll take the kids away from you guys. Number three... Or number one A and one B. Number two, of a parent using heroin and being responsible for custody of the kids is not going to go well. Number three, I mean, I'm worried about you, kiddo. You're a young woman and you're a heroin addict. And number four, you're now in the legal system. So any way you look at it, this you need to be in rehab now, which is the only way to avoid a long prison sentence. And it's not clear that she'll avoid a prison sentence on any case, but at least it presumably would be modified by that. Because the system really doesn't want her. They just don't want her to be using and buying heroin and taking care of kids when she's on heroin. So, and you could make that argument. So I'd say, any way you look at it, and I would have in my little hand, Debbie, what the rehab possibilities are, which means you've got to do some research, which is a pain in the neck. These are grown-up people, but you're trying to save four lives, essentially.
The main lives I'm trying to save are my grandchildren,
Well, but I mean, the good news about saving your grandchildren is that you'll be saving your daughter-in-law and your sons at the same time. It's not either or, because...
Right.
Foster care sucks, and I mean, it's possible that you could be awarded the children, but it's possible that you wouldn't.
Well, and physically, I couldn't handle it.
View it as, and because if you do, Debbie, if you go in with the notion of, I don't care about you guys, but I care about the kids, you're going to put yourself in a much more compromised position than if you go in saying, look, I want to save four lives here. Because foster care is not, by any stretch of the imagination, a perfect system. You're saying that even if you would get awarded the kids, you can't take care of them. So you're talking about putting very young children in a system that...
Which I don't want that to happen.
So that's what you're going to go down. What I'm saying to you is do not go in with the battle cry that says, save the children. The battle cry is save four lives.
Okay.
Okay.
The daughter is in outpatient rehab, from what I understand, like a couple days a week or something.
It's clearly not working. Whatever she's in, she just bought heroin.
Well, no, she's in this rehab since she got busted.
Is she still using?
I don't know.
Who's taking care of the kids? Well, oh, she's an outpatient?
Well, no. She could. She could still use very easily.
Yeah, outpatient stuff. I mean, inpatient stuff is problematical.
Yeah, and outpatient is just, I don't
know. The courts aren't going to buy that any more than you or I do.
Okay, but you think that I should sit down and talk to the both of them?
Yes.
Okay, and just lay it on the line how I feel.
Well, but don't be the sinners in the hands of an angry God, mother-in-law. I care enormously about all four of you. I care about your family. Here's a way you're going. The legal system needs to know that you're serious about this. You need to know you're serious and taking. I know you want to be a good mom.
Yeah.
A husband of mine, a son of mine. I know you want to be a good husband, a good father. And this is a tough thing for you because child care is going to fall on his shoulders. And it may be that you can offer to go down and bring the kids up and be with you for a month or something. I mean, but go in with the idea of I'm here to help. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to help. But you've got kids who are about to be put in the foster care system. You've got a legal system that is not going to look at outpatient rehab mm-hmm. as very serious. And I know you guys want to you don't want to do this the rest of your life. You want to be a good mom. You want to be a good wife. You want to be a good person. Mm-hmm. So go down with the idea that I'm a loving person. I'm going to help you with this.
Okay. That's great. I'm so glad I called you.
Me too. Call me if you need me.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. Vicki, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Vicki.
My question is, I need, will you help me? My sister is dying. And I'm just having a hard time getting through each day.
Tell me, you said your sister died?
No, she is dying.
Okay.
Jeez, I didn't mean to call and be such a crybaby.
It's all right.
Is advice on how to get through my days without...
Okay.
I still have to function, you know what I mean?
Okay, Okay, it's okay. You know, I promise I'll help you. How old is your sister, Vicki?
She's 63.
Okay. How old are you?
59.
Okay. What's her diagnosis?
She has stage 4 non-small cell alveolar lung cancer.
Yeah. Was she a smoker?
And it was a complete never. In fact...
It's the fourth person I've heard of this. One of my best friends is in exactly the same situation. Is she in an experimental program at all?
Yes.
Okay. When was she diagnosed?
About 3 weeks after our mother died last year of the exact same thing. Neither of us ever smoked.
Yeah. Have you had a chest x-ray recently, my dear?
Yes, I have. I'm good.
Good. Okay, good. What was her prognosis a year ago?
1 to 5 years. And it's,
okay.
It's happening. It's just, she's short of breath on the stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
It's happening.
Is she doing chemo? What's she doing at this moment?
She's on an experimental drug.
Okay.
And she's not a candidate for chemo or radiation. It's too advanced.
Okay. But anyway, let me put you on hold for a minute. And let's talk about, give me some idea. I know that she's a little bit breathless, has trouble with stairs. Let's talk about the last time you were around her, and we'll start through this, I promise, all right?
Okay.
855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, today is actually National Beverage Day, but as far as I'm concerned, looking at the news, it should be National Pizza Day. I actually have two kind of interesting pizza stories. The first is that this 19-year-old kid, who's a pizza delivery dude, was stabbed and carjacked. And he called in from the emergency room back to Spinelli's Pizza, and sort of repeated the orders so the pizza would get delivered. I mean, they should give that kid, he should be a manager, right?
Yeah.
It's a said he asked coworkers to make the delivery. He was interrupted while making to the hospital emergency room. He's 19 years old. He's stable in condition, recovering from a collapsed lung at the University of Louisville Hospital. He was stabbed delivering a pizza when a man stabbed him in the back, robbed him, and stole the black Jeep Cherokee. So, I mean, he should certainly have a lifetime supply of pizzas from Spinelli's, if I were up, and make him a manager. And his values are a little misplaced, but still pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Right, this one also has to do with pizza. And this has to do with a Pizza Hut app. Do you have a Pizza Hut app on your phone?
I think I might, but I don't think I've ever used it.
All right, well, here's a way to use it. This one is kind of a scary story, but it's
I think
woman.
I might have used it one time, maybe.
All right, well, here's a woman. She used the comments section of a Pizza Hut order made from her smartphone to alert authorities that she and her kids were being held hostage. She sent a message and said, please help, get 911 to me. Apparently, her boyfriend... she'd been arguing with him all day, and he had a large knife. She wanted to leave to pick up the kids from school. He grabbed her and took her cell phone. He then took her to pick up the kids. Man, if somebody was stabbed or was threatening me with a knife, the last thing in the world I'd want to do is pick up my kids at that moment. Upon returning home, she convinced him to let her use the cell phone to order a pizza. Apparently she ordered a pizza that was hand-thrown with lots of pepperoni or something, if you care. And she sent the message to Pizza Hut, and then once the order is placed, she sent the message. Apparently, as soon as they send it to you, you can say what's going on. As soon as the pizza order was placed, he took the cell phone back from her. Her regular order, a hand-tossed classic pizza with pepperoni. Yeah. They recognized the order, realized her comments to send help could be genuine. Good for them. They sent officers to the Pizza Hut location and to her home, where they convinced the guy to stand down and let the hostages go. The manager said, I've been here 28 years and never seen nothing like that come through. I mean, the only problem about this is now that it's been publicized, you wonder whether or not there are going to be some silly people that will sort of do something like that, which hopefully not. Because, I mean, you got to give her credit for sort of a heads-up kind of thing. I'll tell you, it reminded me, I actually had a client once who, I mean, it's kind of a horrible story, but interesting, and similar to this woman keeping her head about her, which sort of reminds all of us that panic doesn't really do much good. She lived in the suburbs of Boston, and a kid, she was out walking in the woods, and a kid grabbed her and threatened to rape her. And he had a knife or a gun. I can't remember which. And she said, look, if you don't do this, I'll give you $100. And so he said, okay. And so she said, well, we have to go back to the house because I don't have $100 in cash. I'll give you a check. And he said, okay. So she wrote him the check and called the police. And, of course, he was arrested. So he was not the sharpest knife in the drawer, literally. But I was incredibly impressed with her that she kept her wits about her, that she kept herself safe. And not only did she keep herself safe, but she actually got him taken care of in a way that was neither violent, but hopefully, that he would be put someplace where he could get some help and at least not harm anybody else. That was one of those stories that, I mean, she had the presence of mind to talk him out of raping her and said, I'll give you money and then wrote him a check. I think she stopped payment on the check as well. I'm not positive about
right.
that part. But that was one of those really impressive stories as far as I was concerned. As you wonder, you'd like to think that you'd have the sense enough to kind of talk somebody out of something like that. And not only talk them out of it, but figure out a way to keep yourself safe and get him removed from the situation so that you didn't have to be looking over your shoulder all the time. So, all right, folks, what this means is keep your wits about you if you possibly can. I know, not the world's easiest thing to do. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm just trying to think. We've got, what, about 2 minutes here.
Yep, so about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. This is, we've got certainly the way not to go to a prom in the paper today. We've got kids who are posing with guns and Confederate flag at a prom. I mean, yeah, yeah. It's really an upsetting kind of thing. Parker,
very
Colorado.
Disturbing.
Yeah, it really is.
Where was this at?
At Parker, Colorado.
Wow.
The kids are, you know, in Texas, and I mean, when they say a gun, this one looks like a, I don't know, it's a serious gun. They put it on Facebook.
Oh yeah, that's a great place to put it.
Yeah. It's 20 miles from Littleton, 20 miles from Aurora. One of the students has apologized. She said, "I was uncomfortable with this whole situation, didn't know what to say or to do. I don't condone any of the actions that were in the picture. I don't condone anything that has to do with the flag." She said she was caught up in the moment. Listen, I mean, this is another example. You know, you need to think through what you're doing, and whether or not. And these guns are not, you know, are not small. They look like. Yeah, I mean, they look like M16s, although I'm not exactly a gun authority. And the boys are holding the flag, and we've got five girls and three boys. I mean, it's really alarming, especially in a state that has had, you know, has Columbine and the Aurora shooting, and they're, you know, 20 miles away. I don't know what they were thinking, and I think the answer is, I mean, look, kids are stupid. I mean, what's the point about being stupid unless you can show it? And when you're a kid, that's really the time to do it. However, having said that, this is gonna affect all of their lives, whether they think it or not. Because once it's on Facebook, it's on the internet, and local TV stations picked it up. Yeah. So the likelihood of these kids, for example, getting into college, somebody's gonna look at it. The likelihood of these kids ever working for the government, ever running for office, getting a scholarship. I mean, it's gonna affect their lives. And I mean, was it really worth it to be that cute? To think, you know, that this is doing something that, I mean, it's just plain stupid. So, I know, stupid isn't against the law. It's just stupid. And we could ask people the stupidest thing they've ever done, but I actually don't necessarily want to know, I don't think.
I think we have asked that question before, haven't we?
And people say getting married. 855, the biggest mistake they ever made. 855-99-DR-JOY and Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com. A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.